I've gotten steelhead halberdiers for free and then sold them because they were terrible.
And then I sold them in turn.
So we both profited off of those terrible, terrible steelhead halberdiers.
And the cycle of life continues.
It's Mufasa talking about buying War Machine models.
Yeah.
It's quite possible that we were not broadcasting out when we originally started the whole thing.
That's fine. Are we were we recording?
We're recording now. So this is episode 112.
Wait, were now we not recording audio. Or were we not broadcasting? Or was
we were broadcasting possibly without audio.
Am I sitting here right now?
You are here. This is real life.
24 hours and 15 minutes in the future.
Quite possibly.
Okay, what happened on Game of Thrones yesterday?
112. 112, my name is Andy.
I'm still Jim.
I'm still confused.
I'm Brian.
Oh, no, you're not busy anymore. Okay.
I'm done. You put your swarmlings away. Does it keep playing?
As long as the browser window's open, it's still swarming.
Okay, good.
I got to go in at home. I have multiple browsers of different versions of the swarm thing going.
But you'll have different swarm. Like, this doesn't help your other swarm,
no,
right?
No, but I have multiple swarms for multiple things. I am swarming right now. And I'm so happy to be podcasting today. I have the energy of a dead monk. I don't know what that meant.
We should also mention, too, just in case the audio didn't go out, though, about Travis ruining...
Travis is the worst, and he spent a year's salary of any normal human being on War Machine models.
And then made somebody move him, who then couldn't come to our tournament. Thank you, Travis.
Travis only moved his own models. He did not let any other person move any one of his models.
I believe that.
Jesus.
My favorite Travis income story that I know I've told before, but I don't care. I'm telling it again, and I'm not even checking with you assholes, is the time that he got fired from his job.
I don't think we've heard this one.
Or let go. He was downsized. So he was fired from his job. They gave him like 3 weeks severance pay, but within a week of that, he already had a new job, and his increase in income was larger than what I make in a year. And I've never wanted to kill somebody more in my life.
No,
he's my friend, good for him. He told me how much
fishing captains make a lot.
He told me how much his income went up, and I just saw blood.
If you go from deckhand to captain, you're going to make a lot. Yes. That's just how it is. And I mean, to be on a TV show?
Yeah.
He gets his kickbacks.
He's not on the show anymore.
Oh, Travis
Junior's gone. He hurt his back. That's probably why he needed help moving.
Yeah, because he hurt his back, so he couldn't move except for minis. So you guys take the
He's got eight fucking cases of from IKEA glass like display, cases that you would see, you know, like at trade shows or something like that with all models.
Well, he wants to see one. He wants to display his models nicely.
Yeah. He wants to own 50-point versions of every single theme force. Yeah. And, like, he's reasonably close to succeeding.
So AKE down in St. Louis is about as ridiculous as he is.
I think Travis probably has AK beat. AK has got like everything, like every model.
I remember when we set up our basement table, which is a 4x8 table, and we covered the entire thing in minis, and I thought we had no life then.
No. Yeah.
So
Did you see Travis's 7-foot pool table?
He covered a pool table with like half of his collection.
Oh my God. It looked pretty nice.
The rest of it was all in shelves that he couldn't fit onto the table.
And announcements, because that's
the white kitten in the Promise Pets commercial is terrifying, and I'm not going to sleep tonight. Like, that thing is looking right at you, Brian. Like, it's going to go for your throat. It's going to leap out of the computer like Samara from The Ring, and
I've
you're a
idea.
Goner.
We should name it Bull.
I'm just glad. I'm glad you took my chair so you're closer to the demon cat.
It's not going away either.
No, it's not. It's been there this whole podcast, and I've been making eye contact with it, and I'm scared. The cat's looking at you. The cat's looking at Brian. The dog's looking at me.
Well, that's how the director directed them to look.
Yep.
All right. This is going to be a fail cast.
Somebody said an announcement?
Yeah.
Brian, do you have announcements?
Yeah.
I did.
May 16th.
May 16th is the first
Demon
Cat
pack
event.
June 20th
is the second six-pack event. Millions of prizes to be had and stuff.
False advertising.
I doubt the millions of prizes.
Depends. Are the individual atoms making up the models and art prints prizes?
The events are at Misty Mountain Games. The events start at, well, sign-ups at 9:30, dice roll at 10, no lunch.
That's right. Bring your Clif Bars or your
or friends
lunch.
It'll be interesting to try to get. Well, the first event's only 35 points, but from there we go to what's happening.
Getting five rounds in logistically, if you have an hour of lunch, it's just wrecks
things. Andy took Demon Cat away from us.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. I mean, that'll be good events. Like I said, there's coins, faction coins, prints being given away. First event has a scoring box being given away.
And the prints are very beautiful, right? Yeah.
They're already framed. I got framed, nice frames for them. We already have 30 signups for the first event. It's still a month away.
So yeah.
I'm hoping to get 30 plus. It's $15.
Andy, quick, change the channel.
The important thing is it is cash only for those who are coming. I need cash is the only acceptable form of payment for these events to help reimburse myself for the $1,000 I've already spent on prize support. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, and that's it. And then there's
April 25th.
Is an event in Cedar Rapids. The Cedar Rapids event number 3 of their 4-pack.
This is the one that I knew that I would be able to make because it was one of my weekends off, and I'm not going to make it.
Why not?
Because it's Easter.
It's inventory this Saturday, so even though it's supposed to be my weekend off, everybody in the store has to work. Suck a duck.
I think I'm the only one going down.
A bunch of meth heads come in and actually count, but we have to watch them count.
Yeah.
I don't think they're meth heads, are they?
Regis is usually infested with meth heads.
Really? We had them do our inventory at Target, and I was there at the middle of the night, and I didn't pay attention to anything. So,
did you pay attention to much at Target at night?
Yes. I got my job done. I got my job done so well that they promoted me, and then I quit in their face, and they loved it.
So, Nathan, what's our final topic of the day?
What?
Announcements.
Announcements.
Are done.
Oh, okay. You had an event.
We had an event yesterday. It's over. Next topic.
Jordan and Jordan played in the finals, and Jordan won.
Jordan defeated Jordan in the finals.
But Jordan was okay about it. He was like, off.
Yeah.
He didn't care a lot.
It turns out that P-Iris can shoot your caster the deployment line. With Snipe. That was hilarious.
What?
Jeremy and Larry, if you have Osram with Snipe, and P-Iris, and your Utilitarister, and Gunner Dougal, she can go forward.
It's 18-inch strat range. And 6-inch deployment is 24 inches, right? So how much separates the two deployment zones?
More than 24 inches.
I would say so.
Well, no, she's 12.
16, 18.
16, 18 plus moving.
Oh, yeah, which is 7. 25.
Yeah.
And then she deploy, and then she's got 6 inches of deployment is 31.
Yeah, and then plus 10-inch deployment, it's 41. Plus 7-inch deployment is 48.
Yeah.
So if they are both deployed maximally directly across from each other, which since she's AD, she's going to be able to do.
Jordan was making it look like he got a whole other inch in there.
He did say,
unless we missed an inch in the math.
He said,
but
if you were an inch and a half forward, he can. So I think maybe he was assuming. I think you have to be exactly on the line to be got.
The math is exactly on the line, unless we missed something.
Unless you move her 7 1/4, and then you.
The hard part
by a quarter.
I'm sure he didn't mean to do that.
The hard part is still
It still gets there exactly. If you line it up exactly perfectly, you still get the first.
Yeah, 17.6.
Because you're 30.
23, and then we figured 25, and 23 is 48, and the board is 48. Mm-hmm. I bet you the board was fucking cracked short.
I don't know. Whatever.
But yeah,
math out it
so
works
her
exactly.
Gun, her gun is 17. Just straight up.
She is 19 inch normally because she's moved 7, shoot 12.
Yeah, and now you
Snipe
add
makes
six.
It. Snipe makes it. Yeah, you add 6 because of Snipe and Artillerist, 25. So it's 25.
You add 6 for AD.
It's 31, and then the 17 inches of normal deployment.
It's 48. And then the boards are probably half an inch short.
And you can nudge her an extra inch or so while asking your opponent about stuff over in the zone.
Use your finger of God technique.
That's, and even so, I mean, you could say you could line it up and deploy exactly across, and you'd be right.
Oh, yeah.
If you can mechanically do that.
What's happening?
I just nothing. He's God a good guy. He didn't mean that.
Oh, I got
it. Jeez. What?
What?
I'm just saying you're a good guy.
Yeah, I am.
I'm a good guy. Apropos of nothing. That was the event. You wanted to talk about terrain or some shit, right? Or are we saving that because we didn't think about it at all?
Next topic.
That is the next topic, or you're telling me to move on?
I went 2-2 for the day, and that's it.
Oh.
That's all I need to know.
I went and watched a round and a half, and then watching War Machine is miserable. But I talked to people, and it was fun.
I came down during my lunch break, and came down. We watched some of the videos of the Unleashed YouTube videos that Privateer Press has on the YouTubes.
What happened to your brothers? Well, I was never close.
I did not know they were making those ridiculous on these videos.
Yeah.
Like 10-second clips of just stupidity. They're amazing.
They're great.
They're not as good as Coral jokes, but they are pretty darn good.
I was incredibly angry. Somebody posted a collection of Coral jokes on Facebook like 2 days ago.
Yeah, like the top
and
18.
I followed the link. It was like the top 18. Like 6 or 7 of them, it said Carl. I'm like, how do these people not even fucking get their own meme here? Those should be disallowed, disqualified.
I will say, those are good jokes, though, because I during the game, I'd be like, hey, Jeremy. He's like, what? And I would shoot off one of the random jokes that I'm constantly throughout his games.
How come Barbie never gets pregnant?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because Ken came in another box.
And it took Jason like 45 seconds. He's like, oh.
Like semen. Yes.
And the box is like vagina. Do you get it?
Jason says, Jason, the, you know, the jizz bucket himself.
Jizz bucket Jason.
Yeah. Says that our episode of The Peep Show was worse than episode 6.
I agree with him. The Peep Show was hideously amazing.
The Peep Show was great.
Yes.
That was like a 5-minute segment as compared to...
submarine, you can't say, oh, that dive was excellent. Everybody else is like, the bulkheads are caving in, we're going to die. You're like, great dive, guys.
No, we didn't die.
No, we didn't die, but that was like a 5-minute segment as compared to an entire episode of horrendousness.
Number one, 5-minute segment compared to an entire episode. Number two, a lot funnier. Number three, it had a point and a natural growth instead of just saying, lots of semen.
A natural growth?
Yeah, like the penis. Yes.
Growth. I don't know how we got to the Peep Show.
Called a guy.
Yeah.
And he gives you directions.
Yeah.
I still love the entire Peep Show. People must have just been blacking out during it because our comments were on Little Caesars.
People were more horrified that we approve of Little Caesars than they were of hire a male prostitute, force feed him candy, then suck his dick.
You guys got strange priorities.
Yeah.
Which I guess we already knew since you listened
to it.
So good job. Having strange priorities. Somebody needs to.
Time for Zappities?
I think we're about done here.
What the fuck is with you?
We're going.
Oh.
We're moving fast.
So we're not talking about terrain.
We can talk about terrain.
We can save that for next week. Mr. Energetic.
I am energetic.
Do you need to check in on your swarm queens?
My swarm's fine.
Okay.
It's doing good.
The swarm is swarming.
I played disc golf today.
Really?
I threw that out there just to be a dick.
I didn't think it would be even close to disc golf season.
They open it. I would go by. They have it open up.
Really?
Yeah.
And normally it's the first. You were doing your thing. You were doing your thing. You worked.
It's definitely disc golf season. Have you seen what percentage of the high school girls' thighs you can see on State Street?
I thought that was all year round.
That is true. Wisconsin women do wear short shorts in like January.
I saw she must have been a 16-year-old girl in Target the other day with literally 2 inches of her ass cheek out of her shorts.
And I guarantee she was like with her parents or
with
something.
Her mom just thought she was the greatest little kid. Like her whole ass is out in the middle of the store. I'm not even exaggerating. She kind of had a big booty, but it was like 2 inches of ass cheek.
You do have a phone, and I have a text receiving capability.
I'm not going to go up. Excuse me, ma'am. Can you have your daughter turn around?
You know what? That might scare her straight, though. Like, if you just followed her around taking pictures of her daughter's ass, she might make her buy longer pants.
Make her daughter wear longer pants.
Yeah.
And also may incarcerate Jim for child pornography.
Right.
So let's think this through for a minute.
I'm not losing at any point in this situation.
Until it's on your phone. And then you're losing because you're also part of the child pornography ring.
Yeah, don't do that.
Go to prison together.
Either don't get caught.
Fair enough.
Or don't involve me. In general, these are the advice I give to people about any crime. Don't get caught or don't involve me.
I was just impressed by it. I mean, it, like, literally, you can see the bottom of her butt and this much cheek.
And her mom's just like, I'm a cool mom. I let my kids dress like this. Uh-huh. Yup.
I mean, you can't really, I don't know. You can try to do it, and then they'll just sneak the clothes out in their book bag, so it doesn't really fucking matter, but at least you're pretending to have a boundary, I guess.
Right, well, it's one thing if they sneak out and do that, but if you're with them.
Yep, you're definitely complicit in their.
Then you're like Amy Poehler in Mean Girls.
I haven't seen Mean Girls in too long, and Lindsay Lohan was beautiful in that movie. And way over 18. Right?
Lacey Chabert in that movie as well.
Mm. We sat and watched Herbie Fully Loaded one day. Not because it was good. It's true. Me and Brian and Nick all sat and watched it on like a 20-inch TV that was like 100 yards from us. For no reason, we sat and watched that whole, well, for our reason, we sat and watched that whole movie, Herbie Fully Loaded.
She's like a Schrodinger's cat thing where she's incredibly hot and incredibly fugly at the same time. Or maybe not at the same time, maybe 5 years ago and now.
Just there's just a little white, hazy cocaine period that changed everything.
There's nobody chatting in our chat room.
They've That's left. Fine. Yeah, they were never there.
They were just probably good.
We didn't have anybody tune in this week. Oh, well, that's okay. Not every time we're live are we going to have an audience. It's liberating. We can pretend we're not being recorded.
Well, as soon as they realize there's never going to be a female on
good
the show
news.
Again.
Good news, Nathan.
What's that?
Ellie Fanning is almost 18.
She's still not 18.
When did Super 8 come out?
How young was she when you wanted to do that?
When did
she? 2011.
Super 8 came out 4 fucking years ago.
I had to remember that.
I thought they were Dawson's Creeking it.
We could talk about Star Wars.
Speaking of Dawson's Creek, we could talk about. You know what, though? Yes, talk about Star Wars, and then I'll have a follow-up thing.
So we went in to rescue Han Solo.
Yeah.
And we got there, and we broke down the door that he was being imprisoned behind.
Yeah.
And then something called an IG-88 came along.
He's the fucking best bounty hunter.
Okay, so our goal was get Han out alive.
Not with IG-88 around, you won't.
So we're kicking ass, and we're kicking ass. And then IG-88 comes, like, hurdles over one of us, shoots Han in the face, and puts him at one hit point. And then Han ran for the door and made it.
Damn it, IG-88!
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we couldn't kill IG-88, and no. He was in the process of killing us all. But Han got out, and so we won.
Yeah.
Go team.
Like, you called Ollie Ollie Oxen Free, and he just stopped shooting you in the face?
Yeah, so the game rules is that everybody...
No, I understand you won the quest, yeah. So the quest ended, but I just imagine thematically, like, IG-88's just, like, ripping people's spleens down. You're like, no, Han got out! And he's like... Okay, I'll stop murdering you.
I'd like to think that he stopped and chased him, and that's why we lived.
He might, but he'd have another IG-88 chase him.
Probably, and we probably all would be dead. But that's not how game mechanics work. Yeah, and the only way we got it to happen is that you get to choose your order of activation every turn. And so Han, after he got shot down to one, was last to activate, and he ran, and then we get to activate before the bad guys.
And he made him run first.
And then he ran again.
Yeah.
And then that was the only way he could have lived. So, good job, IG-88.
What
our
are
ass.
You doing?
Is are that you reading a book?
I was checking something.
Yes, he was reading a book. Brian is really interested in our podcast tonight. So.
Yeah, what's going on?
He's
how
mopey.
Can we help?
Hey there, little bear.
Zappity.
We have people that are there and watching us.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you, people, for making us feel special.
Did you mean the Star Wars trailer?
I did mean the Star Wars teaser trailer.
I haven't seen it.
It is. Pretty
meh.
It was pretty.
Everybody was like, I had tears in my eyes. It was amazing. But I watched it. I was like, okay, Star Wars trailer. Yeah.
No, the final line of the whole teaser is what it still got me. It's still. So.
And the people flipping out over the present tense usage in My Father Has It.
Yeah.
Darth Vader is alive somehow?
I don't know. Luke Starkiller says, the Force is strong in the family. I have it. My father has it.
Yeah.
My sister has it.
And you have it.
Blah, blah, blah. So that black guy is his kid? Like, is he adopted?
Yep.
Somebody pointed out that all you ever see, the guy, I forget his name, but the guy from Attack the Block, who is in the Stormtrooper armor in the Star Wars trailers, every shot of him, he's breathing heavily, and you can see all of his lower teeth and none of his upper teeth. And now you can't unsee that.
Have you seen the meme with the Archer meme yet?
Meme with the Archer meme?
The Archer meme.
And he shoots a bow and arrow. And you're like, nope. Oh my god, you got me.
No.
You're welcome.
You leave a Star Destroyer crashed in the desert. This is how you get Jawas.
I was just thinking that would be a great place to live. Like, if I lived on that desert planet and a Star Destroyer had crashed, I would move a village into there. Mm-hmm. Fix up the plumbing, you're set. Yeah.
Do you want Jawas? This is how you get
Jawas.
Yes,
I want Jawas.
Yeah, I actually want Jawas.
See that Craigslist article in like Minnesota where this lady had free to a good home a baby sloth? Like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, free baby sloth.
Is that legal to own?
Probably not.
I bet they're very low maintenance, though.
Oh, yeah, and they're litter trained.
Really?
Yeah, because they only poop like once a month, and that's the only time they come down out of the tree. They literally climb off the branch, down the tree trunk, and poop at the base of the tree, and then climb back up. That's their natural behavior.
They're also...
I only poop once a month.
Yeah. Was at the bottom of a tree?
No, just wherever I happen to be.
You climb down from the tree and poop?
Once a month. I have a 5-second warning.
Was there... Is it baby sloth, too?
Yeah.
Those things are cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah.
I agree with Kristen Bell. Yeah. But no, Star Wars trailer, meh. But I will tell you, I have never gone from I don't give a flying fuck to holy shit, I need to buy tickets now faster than seeing the Batman versus Superman trailer.
No.
Oh, that trailer was amazing.
No.
I haven't seen any of this stuff.
No.
I thought you were going to bring up the David Hasselhoff.
Which is also amazing. Knight Rider?
Is it Knight Rider?
They have him singing that Knight song Rider? To the Star Wars trailer.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's amazing.
Is it Knight Rider?
It's no. Better than Knight Rider.
No, it's like some Knight Rider. Yeah,
Kung True Fury. Survivor.
Yeah,
is the name of the song.
But for the movie Kung Fury.
Yeah. Kung Fury. Which looks fucking amazing. I want Kung Fury to be a real movie. And you weren't impressed by the Batman v Superman trailer?
Kind of ish. I like the fact that they're basically making him out to be a bad guy. Continuing the events off of the first one. Because the events of the first Superman movie was just atrocious for me. Besides watching it, it's just watching that character just not be Superman. He is just, he's basically a villain is what he is. And the way that they're kind of making it seem like he is almost a villain in the second one.
That's the only way Superman can be any good is if he's the villain.
Yeah.
Like the Invincible Boy Scout is boring.
And flicking peanuts at a bar, going to writing the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and, you know, making an oil spill. That's a Superman I enjoy.
You can keep him a hero if, like, the trailer doesn't necessarily in
is
my mind paint him as a villain.
Hero?
Well, the point is, if you have a god who everybody kowtows to, like, that's a level of power that no single person deserves to have. Like
checks and balances,
right? And there's no balance or check to Superman. Like when all the cops the military and everybody salutes him around the world.
Is he a symbol for the way the American government is run right now?
Maybe. You'll have to ask Zack Snyder.
That's what we're going to.
Shut up, Brian.
Brian wants to be here. This is going to be a great episode. You guys are going to lose like 560 viewers just on this one episode.
We lost one podcaster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna go sleep.
No one told me Jim was gonna be here.
I could leave. I've been kicked off before. I could be kicked off.
If you leave and he doesn't talk, then it's a two-man show and it gets weird.
I'm fine.
Well, it'd be a two-man show except with one person just Eiffel like Tower? Not talking and staring. And I've done that before, and it's really awkward. that was a sexual reference. Yes.
They're going to Eiffel Tower you if I leave, Brian.
No, I was hoping you were going to speak, and it was just going to be Nathan speaking with all of us just looking at him.
Oh. Yeah, that makes for good.
Yeah, it makes good audio.
It's good video.
Yeah, this is good.
But I don't know.
Batman, you didn't. What did you, you didn't see it, obviously.
I thought it was acceptable.
Oh, my fucking God. Can you call us when you're in this mood? Because if we could just make sure that
I was
you were fine going, when you got here.
I was really enjoying sitting down at home, not doing. I was working on my swarm, staring at the wall. It was pretty good.
Good times. Good times.
I was enjoying life. I was at a maximum level of energy I wanted to be at. And now I'm talking.
You've brought that energy with you.
Yeah. It's you infectious. Definitely have. You just laid a dumb bomb in the room.
The Batman. You know what? Here's my thoughts. I don't really give a two shits. I'm going to go see it because it'll probably be something to see. And I think people are overly ragging at it in some degrees. I think because it's a cool thing to do. I don't really like the direction DC is going too dark, I think, in my opinion. And that's why I enjoy the TV stuff because The Flash is fun. The Flash is like the level of superhero kind of stuff I want. It's, you know, it can be serious or some crazy stuff going on, but yet there's still, you know, I can still enjoy myself and not feel like, oh, I'm all sad and depressed because everything is so sad and depressing.
Is there going to be a spinoff show for The Atom? Because I want to watch his show.
There is going to be another show He's a lot. He's doing a lot on the Arrow. I mean, he's mostly on the Arrow this season.
Ah, fucking man. Now I have to watch Arrow now?
Yeah, he's been on the Arrow.
You're supposed to watch the Arrow.
Yeah, the Arrow. 90% of the Adam stuff is on the Arrow. But he will be on the new show coming out next year.
Excellent. I like Brandon Routh, and I'm happy that he has a job.
They had him on for almost 10 weeks, and they saved the Superman reference as a Flash, because that was pretty good.
I didn't notice the Superman reference.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
No, oh, yeah. That was. I didn't recognize that was Superman. That was Brandon Routh?
Yeah, that was Brandon Routh. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't see that movie.
That one was better than The Man of Steel.
I didn't see that one either. I don't watch Superman movies because they're all terrible.
Yeah. No, first one's good. Christopher Reeve Superman is a good Superman. Granted, spinning the Earth around and saving Lois Lane, that's an issue. But
it's not an issue. It's a movie-destroying scene.
No. I liked that movie. It is
spinning the Earth around would probably just make everyone die.
It would. It would.
Not if it goes fast enough.
Also, my big question, I don't even want the logistics of him spinning around the Earth going back in time versus spinning the Earth making people fly off. I have a simple question. If he can fly that fucking fast, why didn't he just catch the missile and then go save Lois?
Yes, exactly.
He definitely flew fast enough to do that shit.
You could almost explain it as in not actually spinning the Earth back in axis. It could be almost similar to how the Flash runs so fast he goes back in time.
Where he goes back in time.
I can't explain the 80s to you. You had to be there for the 80s. It made sense.
Everybody in this room experienced the 80s, but some of us were just on the wrong end of having to deal with it while we were little kids.
A lot of old Superman references we make today. I did the Superman 3 going bad. I love that movie.
I do.
For some odd reason.
I do finally.
Neil Before Zod is a critical.
Neil Before Zod, yes.
That's important.
That is an important. There's a reason one of the achievements in my Achievement Unlocked thing was called Neil Before Zod.
Well, that ending sequence in Superman 2, the original.
Yeah, the saran wrap thing.
The saran wrap.
Yeah, that's great.
Super. But just like when.
I don't remember anything about those movies because I blocked out.
Superman 2, he takes his sigil from his chest, he peels off a saran wrap duplicate see-through layer of it, because apparently there's one of those, and he throws it, and it grows, and it envelops the bad guys, and then they go to another dimension, the end.
No, they just fall. It stops him from doing whatever they're doing.
Because he can do that. He can throw an invisible layer of his.
But that was, I don't know.
And then he kisses you, and it gives you amnesia.
Right. Yes. That's why I forgot that movie.
Have I mentioned that Superman there aren't a lot of good Superman movies?
Yeah.
Superman 2 is the best thing in the world.
You take that back right now.
There are decreasing percentages of tolerability in Superman movies. It went from 90 to 75 to 0. To 50, I'll give 50 to Superman 3.
Give me at least.
I got a question, Nathan. Did he go and fly out into the universe and find God on some remote planet?
That's an odd reference too. Give me at least 80% for the Donner cut for Superman 2.
Oh sure, Donner cut. Yeah, because it's not retarded.
Not as. No, but that whole scene though, when he switches, basically drains all the powers off of the Zodlings.
Yeah,
and then. You know.
And then throws his saran wrapper.
That's before that.
It's before.
Yeah. Okay.
Get your sequence correct.
Also, when did Nuclear Man come in?
Also, Superman can also teleport. Remember that, too. That whole sequence of them teleporting around the Fortress of Solitude.
Superman 3 is the worst Richard Pryor movie.
It is the worst Richard Pryor film, but it is the best Superman film in the fact of where he turns evil and he's just flicked.
Just like how Spider-Man 3 is really good because he turns evil.
He grows a beard and then he starts flicking peanuts. And he gets drunk.
So I'm half good, half evil.
Yeah. Your chin is good.
You're just Civil War. It's basically.
Yeah, well, that's half good, half evil.
I almost had energy. Then we talked about Superman for 10 minutes.
Well, here, I'll talk about the Flash for a second. I finally have something to complain about that isn't my same old, they suck with his power. No, because that ties in with the writers are terrible at handling his power. My new thing is, it's really not difficult to say, sweetie, I am a police officer and you are a reporter, so there are some things I can't talk to you about. Now shut the fuck up. That's not difficult to fucking say.
He did kind of
You
say
just
it.
Ruined he, the entire no. everything of Breaking Bad because I was
they He wasn't a cop.
Point. What I liked about that show is he's the only character who actually wants to be honest with her. He's like, you know, just because she's a woman doesn't mean she's going to crack under pressure when you tell her the truth.
Yeah.
That's the one problem. That's the only problem I have with the show. I still think it's one of the best first seasons of a show And it's on fire
right now. I need to rewatch the first 5 minutes of the most recent episode again, because somebody in the AV Club review mentioned that Black Cop McWasn't-Rent calls him Barry in front of the criminals that they're arresting.
No, he doesn't. I rewinded it for a second there.
Okay.
Because he drops him in there. He first calls him Barry right then and there. When he goes against a criminal and comes back, he doesn't call him Barry.
So when it's just the three of them in the
he mentions it. I had to rewind that too. I was like, wait a second.
Good.
Yeah.
Nope. But he's not fast enough to outrun bees.
To be fair, I know everything you guys are talking about.
Huh?
He went the wrong way.
I don't know why. So, like, he goes up to the villain and goes...
Is that like if a starship is collapsing on you, you shouldn't try to run straight
to the left.
You should go to the left or the right?
He runs up to the villain and says, "You've been naughty and I'm going to catch you." And then bees attack and the bees are scary and he's going to die from bees because apparently he's not fast anymore because the writers are terrible. And then after somebody else stops all the bees, then he at the speed of light handcuffs the villain. Yeah. Why didn't he at the speed of light handcuff the villain before she released the bees?
Because he had to give her a chance to surrender.
Why doesn't he constantly have a burlap sack and a set of handcuffs and just fucking start every scene by running in and handcuffing burlap sacking?
Just a burlap sack.
You could tear about any superhero has a problem when you go to the power scale. You can't, like, no comic gets it right 100% of the time. There's always stupid moments with that. And I don't know.
That was my problem.
Usually when you have an A, you have a B also.
Well, no, all of them do. All of them fuck
that was
up
my
like
problem
it.
With the Jim Butcher books that were not Dresden Files. Yeah. Is like he's got this like all powerful guy that can't really, I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense the way he uses his powers half the time. You know, it's
well the thing
that's like
about,
you can do that.
I'm
with
really
a lot
too tired
of
to complain about the Flash because I happen to think it's great. So
I'm enjoying it. And I'm watching it. Of the mediocre shows I watch, it's the best. It's the one that might actually be good. It's either barely good or really high on the mediocre scale.
How would you rate it to Arrow?
It's better than Arrow.
It is better on the Arrow.
I like Arrow. Arrow's more brooding. I like the more. I mean, Arrow has some pretty great stuff, but I do like the Flash a bit more.
I'll tell you this: even if I claim Flash is a mediocre show, it is definitely a fun show to watch. Yeah. So I will. And since that's its point, I can you know light
and
up
that's
a bit.
The thing. But I mean, if it was trying to be like serious, I'd be like, well, there's problems here. I mean, but it's not because it's not trying to go beyond what it is.
Right.
I don't really because I think you have to judge different shows differently. It's like when you're watching. Well, when you watch Blacklist, you watch Blacklist because you want to see, you know, what's his name be cool.
Yeah,
you just James watch Spader. James Spader. Just talk.
Everybody
that's
else is
why
terrible.
You watch it, and you're like, okay, in that show, the FBI is bad. But if you're watching Homeland, the FBI was that incompetent. You turn it off after an episode. But Homeland actually has like serious, actually good. Well,
sometimes they're really that incompetent.
Well,
though,
typically the incompetence because someone's betraying them or something.
Yeah,
but it's typically
true.
It's typically like when they're doing their shit, they're doing their shit for the most part.
Let me give an example of just a little thing that I want from Flash. It's like, so I'm watching Fringe. I finally finished season 2, which I enjoyed at the end of season 2, although the last surprise at the end, a dead tube worm could have seen it coming. But that's okay because it was still cool. But
it makes... Oh, it's a long way, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure season 3 with that and stuff and things and whoa. But so like they're like, why don't we just blah blah? We've done that before, and then like we can't because of X. And they're like, why don't we Y? Well, we can't because of Z. And like they're like, okay, thank you. Now as a viewer, I'm no longer asking why don't you X and Y because you've told me that you can't. On the Flash, they're never like, well, why don't you just phase through shit again? Like just once and just be like, well, I was really high on adrenaline, I don't remember how to do it. Okay, thank you. Now I'll stop asking. I just want the writers to address his powers. I can suspend disbelief if you give me a rope to suspend it on.
Or you can hang yourself
when's
on that
he had
rope.
A vibrate? It's weird.
He ran through a truck.
Once.
Well, why doesn't he do it anymore? It was really handy.
What if it was an illusion
actually,
of a truck?
Yeah. It would be
he went
better
back
now.
In fucking time. That's a useful power.
No.
It would be funny, though, if you would try that again and then just
run into
it.
The truck and then be
and
in
then,
the full body
then,
cast.
Then it would make sense because then it would be like, I don't know if I want to do that again.
To be fair, he did get yelled at for going back in time. He's like, don't do that again.
Yeah, the back in time was actually, that was a very intriguing episode.
Cool. Yeah.
Are you being attacked, Brian?
No.
Watch out for your swarm.
Stay in your room.
So Daredevil, he can see because his other four senses are really high, right?
Don't tell me anything about Daredevil.
No, I mean Daredevil in the comics in general. Like
basically, yes.
So how does having really good hearing and smell and stuff let you see like a brick wall
in
an alley?
No,
he uses sonar like a bat.
So he just goes bah, 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 constantly.
No, have like a click or that.
Yeah,
he just runs around with it.
Have you ever not seen this? There's a documentary about a kid. No, there's a kid who does actual clicking, and he can actually see. I think that
kid's bullshit.
You think that's bullshit?
That's got to be bullshit.
The fact that he has actually no eyes?
Oh, my God, the daredevil exists.
I think that he's the claims that he can see stuff is bullshit. I think he's just a blind guy who, I mean, every blind person you see walking down the street doesn't randomly run into walls. Like, they've gotten used to being blind. I think this kid's just fucking a liar.
No. I think they tap with their canes to hear the echoes.
Yeah.
They do.
That's you can fact. You can hear how
you're very insensitive to the
but
blind.
I think they tap with their canes so that if their cane hits a wall, they know there's a wall there.
No, I think they can hear the echoes. Here, this guy says radar senses. He agrees with us. You're wrong.
But is he talking about Daredevil or normal matter. Blind people?
He said you're wrong, Nathan. Shut up.
He said you're wrong.
Damn it, Joseph.
Jesus.
There. Nate's in an aggressive mood today.
I thought Daredevil got blinded by a nuclear special power.
And that gave things. Him, yeah, that Super gave him stuff. Bat.
It enhanced their senses.
It he's like, just... he's the real Batman because he's actually got bat but wait, powers.
So why aren't the turtles blind with heightened senses?
Because they weren't hitting the eyes with the goop. The ooze.
I see.
Do you?
No.
I am
but neither does Daredevil.
I am now eight episodes into Daredevil. I'm slowly going through it.
As good or a little worse than the Spectacular movie?
It's somehow better. I don't know how they pulled it off. It is actually an improvement over the show. I mean, it has...
Are they making another Fantastic Four and God, why?
Yes.
There's a full trailer came out today.
Yep. Johnny Storm is black.
Why, God, why?
Because every Fantastic Four, everything ever has been... No, Johnny Storm's black. Because then people are like, but Sue Storm and Johnny Storm are supposed to be brother and sister, and how can one of them be black? And
adopted
or half-siblings or whatever was the answer. But yeah, that's why I know it's him, because they made such a big deal when he was announced.
Oh.
But nothing Fantastic Four has ever been good before.
Fact.
Ever. Fact. So they can't possibly go down. Eventually, it'll be good.
The effects are pretty good.
I think
good
they
for,
can go down. No.
Grimm looks pretty good in this. The new trailer came out.
Their characters in like the X-Men type games are terrible, I'm pretty sure.
I love that the one movie was delayed for like 6 months because they had to shoot new scenes because they watched The Incredibles and were like, oh, that's how an elastic person can be interesting. So they went back and shot new footage because all they had Mr. Fantastic doing was like reaching under a door to unlock it. That was literally all he did in the whole movie.
If you really want to see an elastic person be awesome, you should watch The Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
He turned into a flag.
How the fuck can you mess up the Fantastic Four? I mean, they're one of the largest, or one of the longest Marvel comic books out there.
Apparently,
about a superhero team.
Apparently everyone can fuck up the Fantastic Four.
You just couldn't tell because she was invisible.
No, they're talking about the orphan Annie is black.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Little orphan Annie is black now. So is Daddy Warbucks.
Yep.
Black people exist.
That is an undeniable fact.
Keen observation. I did make Jeff watch The Punisher finally.
Yeah,
he liked it.
That's good. Now make him watch the second one with Jigsaw.
I made him then watch Dirty Laundry.
But what about the second Punisher with Jigsaw? No. That movie's great.
No,
said no one ever.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Judge Dredd for some reason. They're apparently the same character in my brain.
Dredd is the guy who brought you Dirty Laundry. The guy who made Dredd brought you Dirty Laundry.
Yes.
Or vice versa. I think it's actually
because
Dirty
Dredd
Laundry.
Because Dredd made so little money, I have to do his laundry for him because he can't afford the quarter for the washing machine.
It's so sad. They need to make a sequel.
They do.
They will never make a sequel on a loser, ever.
But it's weird, loser, because, yeah, it's really, really hard for a movie not to make money when you factor in television rights and international sales and everything. Like, it's almost impossible to have a movie actually lose money.
The other loser they'll never make a sequel to is Serenity, and I'm sure that didn't lose money in the long term, but they deemed it a loser, so it will never be remade. That's it.
Yeah.
End of story.
And yet people still keep going to Transformers films.
No, but I think Serenity could eventually come back. I mean, Star Trek was canceled.
Firefly is dead forever.
Star Trek was canceled for like a good 12 years before it actually came back.
So we were talking about Star Wars.
Yep, Star Wars.
No, it didn't come back. That was Next Generation. You're very confused.
No, it did come back. It was the first movie. It was originally going to be season two.
Did they fly the Enterprise to God?
Yes.
Hey, listen. Okay,
that movie is about 75% good.
That movie is as good as Superman 3.
You know,
yeah, it has Scotty talking about knowing the ship.
It's
like the back
Jurassic
of his hand.
4, where they got they got done with the script and they're like, oh shit, we still got a movie to film.
You mean three?
Was it three that, yeah. that was that?
Hey,
one?
Three had a dinosaur with a phone in its tum tum.
It did. I'm hoping great. That makes an appearance in the new Jurassic Park. I will give anything to see the Spinosaurus with that phone ringing still.
That movie, they literally ran out of script midway through and
pretty much.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Fuck it.
If you took we'll out all going. The communicating with velociraptors by blowing into a skull, I would have actually just if it, I would have liked the movie otherwise.
It's much better that way. Yeah.
It's
tolerable.
It peters out.
Like, that's the thing. If it was just them running from the Spinosaurus for an hour and a half and people dying, I would have loved it. But they felt the need to shoehorn raptors in, and the raptors were terrible.
It does feel like Hollywood overcomplicates movies a million times more than they have to.
Instead of Jurassic Park being like, we are about dinosaurs, they decided, I guess we're about raptors specifically, so they kept shoehorning them in.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
I like uncomplicated movies, but apparently the general public doesn't because they always do badly.
They need to release a version of Jurassic World that the
entire... First of all, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, I'm pretty sure is an uncomplicated movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the first one, I think. Not really.
Well, we can go to the sequel opening night.
No, it's already opened.
I bet they overcomplicated
it. 0%?
I bet they overcomplicated it. I bet it's not just fart jokes. And there's where they went wrong.
Yeah, they tried to put a plot in there.
Yep.
No, it was,
it could have been an hour and a half of fart jokes, and it would have been funny.
They need to make a full length, the entire movie of Jurassic World, just like that one trailer where like there's Justin Bieber posters and the raptors are riding motorcycles, because that's the greatest 2 minutes of my life.
54% of people liked it.
Uh-huh. What?
0%. Look at that. That is a thing of beauty.
That is worse than last time. Last time I looked, Paul Blart 1 was at like 30% rotten. 33, and then like 60% people liked it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Somehow they made a movie worse than Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Paul Blart Mall Cop is...
There is definitely worse movies than that. Pathfinder was way worse than that. That's just one I can
RoboCop.
Think of.
I would rather watch Paul Blart over RoboCop again.
Valid point.
Yeah, there is a lot of bad movies out there. Movies.
Every single day I think about doing a 2-hour long, like, Red Letter Media style treatise on the new RoboCop. Because I have so much to say about that fucking movie.
The problem is you'll have to watch it again.
You think you can go on a 2-hour rant about a movie you saw you hated last year? I saw someone post on Facebook of Mass Effect 3 and I wanted to kill everyone in the world. I can't get over my hatred for that.
That's the No Country of Old Men of games, right?
Jeremy did an 8-hour podcast on breaking down Legion moment by moment. I could do an 8-hour podcast on the first section of why Mass Effect 3 is the worst thing in the world.
The one redeeming quality it has is its flawless ending.
Yeah.
Did you know? Are you talking about Jeff?
Yeah,
because Jeff just completed it.
I know.
Again.
I saw his post. I'm like, man.
Was his post like, oh boy, what a great ending, or no, oh my god, I want to go eat a gun?
No, he replayed the whole series. So he
had already played it before.
I'm like,
okay.
it was doubly annoying. And it's like, man, I'm going to.
Why would you go back?
2 hours.
This is his reasoning. So I talked to him about it.
Like,
he played.
Jeff, come in here and defend yourself.
He played the whole thing through because he got DLC for the third one.
Yeah.
And he wanted to see if it changed the ending at all.
You know what
from
I
my
did?
Understanding,
it does not.
You have all these actions that determine your future.
When they did the alternate ending, I did watch the because people put it on YouTube. I'm going to watch the 10 minutes. I was curious. I'm like, oh, what did they actually? Because I wasn't going to play it again because I'm not going to give them my time because time is more valuable than anything. So I watched. I spent instead of playing for 4 hours to get the ending, I just watched the 15 minutes, and then I was like,
I hear you.
I was like, yep, I still hate it more than life itself.
Now I think that Creepy Cat is just Thousand Yard Stare because she just finished Mass Effect 3. And the dog is like, hey, I heard you just finished. I've only played 2.
Now he's looking at it. He's like, oh, no.
No, the dog's excited because he's like, I just finished Mass Effect 2 and you just finished 3. Is 3 good? And he's all happy and she's just like,
you could be 29
stunned.
Hours into 3 go, yeah, it's amazing.
Yes.
Hour 30, what the fuck is wrong with the world? Nothing has meaning
anymore.
So
it's not quite No Country for Old Men, because that one you get 66% of the way through.
No, you could
imagine if No Country for Old Men ended after the motel scene.
Right.
Like, they show up at the motel and go, wow, that what? And then the movie ended. That's what happens to Mass Effect 3.
If that was the last two lines, if that was the last two words of the movie, I would have loved it. Yeah. Wow. What? Done.
That would have made more sense.
I'm so confused.
They just ended up going, what? And then it's over.
Am I the main character
now? I love
all
the people that claim to have liked that movie. When's the last time you've seen it being like shown on TV or something? Yeah. Nobody liked that movie.
It doesn't exist. They just deleted all the copies.
Yeah.
Hey, someone
was Waterworld, yes, was definitely worse than Paul Blart.
No, what he's pointing out is Waterworld has made a fuck ton of money.
No, has it?
Yeah. Because of overseas and television rights. Yeah. And, I mean, everything makes money eventually.
Yeah.
That's the irony of it, is every movie eventually makes money, but meanwhile, according to Hollywood lawyers, no movie has ever made money.
Yeah, it's kind of like then they get tax breaks.
David Prowse has never seen a penny from playing Darth Vader, because those movies still have not broken even, according to Lucasfilm lawyers. They're like, those yeah, we spend so much money on stuff that, man, we still are in the red for Return of the Jedi. Sorry, David, no paycheck for you.
Guess who's a piece of shit? Lawyers.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're a lawyer out there, but your job is to literally be a piece of shit, and that's unfortunate for you. But it's still true.
Except for the one lawyer who's our fan, who's a good guy.
No, he's a piece of shit, too.
No, the one lawyer.
Well, you're at
work. Oh, that other guy's cool.
That's what
you
are.
Yeah, sorry. I was thinking of the other one.
I mean, I'm sure that in their personal lives, not every lawyer is a piece of shit. In fact, I'm actually sure not every lawyer is a piece of shit. Like
Pagani's a lawyer.
Or something.
There's all different types of law. There's like
I'm diplomatic and political.
Yeah, exactly.
There's different kinds of lawyers that are decent people, but corporate lawyers are something else.
Rich.
Criminal lawyers are good.
Only if they're criminal lawyers.
Yeah.
All right. Zappity grumble time.
Okay.
We need an hour podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God. I have to kill my dad now. I mean, he's like a 3-time cancer survivor. I have to murder him because I just got a text from him.
Joseph is saying that Waterworld did not make money.
I think he's mistaken. I think if you double-check your facts, it has indeed made money.
It has at least broken even.
Because of overseas stuff.
Yeah.
My dad texted me and said, do you want to go to a Brewers game next Saturday night with me and all these other people? And I said, when you say next Saturday, do you mean 6 days from now or 13 days from now? And he responded with the word six.
Yeah.
I am going to murder him. I will finish what cancer could not.
Your brother's like, oh, dad.
So you're going to finish it. What you just said just stumbled my brain. I will finish what cancer could not.
Yeah, next Saturday is 6 days from now.
Yeah.
No.
We're still in the weekend. If it was Monday and you said Saturday, that'd be one thing.
Are you Jewish? Is Sunday the last day of the week? This
Sunday
week Saturday
is the last day of the week, yes.
This week Saturday is this Saturday next week. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, Matt Warnart wants to know, after a particularly disheartening loss / showing in a tournament, how do you keep your spirits up?
Sell all my stuff and move on with my life.
Masturbate furiously.
I do that at the tournament.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes.
While you're losing, just right then and there.
You should.
Changes all the spirit of the game.
If you want to play this game competitively where losing is an event to you, you've just got to understand that every loss should have a lesson in it, and you have to find that lesson and move on, and that's it. Which is pretty much true of anything in life, really.
That's how I feel about sex.
Right. Learn your lesson after your disappointing performance and move on.
What's happening?
I don't know.
He doesn't understand. He's...
You're zappity-ing.
Grumbling.
Grumble.
What are your thoughts on Nemo 1?
He's a guy.
Nemo 1 was really fun and against Crix once upon a time. I don't know how he is now.
He's gotten a lot better now because of the tactical
Arcanist
core.
Just charging him right up.
Because it's a three-man unit that can each cast a spell, so you get a lot more power tokens.
In Mark 1, I had Alexia and... what's her name in Holt? Ayana?
Yeah.
Alexia, Ayana. There's somebody else.
Or in Midwinter.
No, he definitely doesn't work for Signar.
The dude who power boosts is one of the go-to ones now.
Yeah. So, I mean, Alexia and Ayana and Holt are quite good.
Yeah.
And the tactical core, not really that
good. No, they're good because what they do is they throw up three clouds.
And then he hides
that blocks
them.
Line of sight and gives him three focus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good thing to get out of something.
Okay. But, I mean, in Mark 1, he was amazing because they always took, like, 5 bone chickens or something.
Yeah.
And you'd feed and disrupt them all and half kill all of them.
Yes.
That was fun. And Chain Lightning rapes Crix.
That is also
but
true.
But that's my experience with Nemo is definitely in Mark 1, so I have no idea now.
Zebedee.
You're welcome for helping.
What's your favorite Metroid game?
Metroid, is his gun part of his arm or is it on his suit? I've always wanted to know.
I think... that it's part of his arm.
It's part of his arm, not the suit. I think so, too.
Or maybe that's Mega Man. I don't know.
I don't know. Do you know the answer to this?
I don't know.
That was my favorite Metroid game ever, is to put that into any chat ever.
Yes, that is the best Metroid game. It's trolling people.
No, Super Metroid, Metroid Fusion, Zero Mission.
Where's the one where he has a sword?
The Zelda.
That's a good one.
Which is another one. I'd like to point out that, you know, interestingly enough, despite the fact that Zelda is normally a girl's name, the main character in The Legend of Zelda is a guy.
Normally.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know Zelda was a girl's name.
Normally.
Normally.
Yeah. Normally. Anyway.
Yeah. I said normally.
I know, normally.
You know, I've never played more than 5 minutes of a Zelda game.
That's unfortunate. They're good.
I really hate them.
Super Metroid and Fusion. Nothing 3D is my answer. It has to be a side scroller.
No, the 3D one, Metroids on the GameCube are.
I like the
really
one
good.
Where this guy will tell her to do something and she immediately does it because she's a strong, independent woman.
Yeah, and comment, she's
Nathan.
Like, ah. She's burning to death in lava, but she won't use her lava-proof suit because her boyfriend tells her she's not allowed to.
Yeah.
Feminism.
Yeah, it's other
strong M. Strong female lead character.
Other M. It's a thing.
Fuck
no, that's a horrible 3D one.
Never, ever, ever say Nathan was right because he's got a big enough ego already.
But I was right.
No. According to Joseph, he was not.
thoughts on the new... Here you go, Brian. Here you go.
Zebedee.
Thoughts on new Mortal Kombat game, especially the fact that three of the characters are Johnny Cage, Sonya Blade, and their daughter.
I'm playing it right now, and I like it. There you
Does
go.
Their daughter wear yoga pants?
Her daughter...
It's a real question.
Well, she breaks your balls. Like, literally, just smashes them right off. It's pretty great. It's a fun game. It's got, obviously, a gazillion online. It's great. So, on the second day... I bought it the day it came out. The second day I was playing through the story mode, it's late at night. I'm going to play one or two online games to go to bed. I log into the online game a day after it goes out, and it randomly pairs against people. It's like, your first opponent has played 190 games. He's lost two. Your win percentage is, you have a 1% chance of winning this game. I did not achieve that 1% chance. But I lay face on, you know, so it's
playing
a little...
online in those fighter games has gotten just miserable.
I did Street Fighter 4 when that first came out, and that was horrendous.
But yeah, but then there's like the rank. I mean, there's ways that, but then there's all these challenge modes. Like if someone else has it, you can like challenge. There's all these like climb the tower modes where you can play people you know, as long as you just have to beat their time and their score. So there's ways of
playing
against
the
your
game
friends.
Without getting fucking killed.
Yeah, and then, yeah. So it's I really enjoy it, and
I have not enjoyed a fighter game since.
Super Smash Brothers?
No.
On the
GameCube.
Super Nintendo.
PlayStation.
No, Nintendo 64. That's what it was.
One. PlayStation 1.
Street Fighter Alpha 2?
Nope. It was. It also had like
Darkstalkers.
A campaign mode. And you played as a guy in a green jumpsuit. That was a good one.
Some of the games had that.
Good job.
I've been debating twitching live Twitch streaming. I was like go online for 2 hours and like a lot. Do only online versus mode and like watch me lose for 2 hours in Mortal Kombat. I think it'd be kind of fun. See if I can make it 2 hours straight before I break my PS4. The Twitch stream just goes dead.
I would love
into it.
I would love to do a Crippled System tournament series.
Yeah.
Grab all the people that we know that have been on the podcast in locally and then have a tournament. Just throw everybody's
Scorpion.
Name in a hat and then just draw them out and then
Scorpion's
fight.
The bomb.
I played Scorpion all the time except for two. I played Baraka. But when Baraka's not available, I go to Scorpion.
Yeah, there is no Baraka. And it's cool because you have each, there's 20, there'll be 29 fighters when the next thing comes out, and each fighter has three play modes, so it's really a pretty good advance. And this one guy's asking if the guy was actually good or did he mess up with him. He beat me, so that doesn't say anything about his skill.
Who was the yellow robot? Which one was that?
Cyrix,
yeah.
The robots didn't exist because they were destroyed. But,
that's fine, but the yellow robot I played.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the red robot.
I was a Kano.
Yeah.
I like Kano and Baraka.
Which is funny because Kano to me was like in the first game I always thought Kano was the one that nobody ever played.
Me too.
Like I like nobody plays Kano.
Arm, I didn't even remember he existed.
No, the black guy was the robot. Kano's the one with the robot eye.
Yeah.
The robot arm with Jax, I think.
Jax.
Yeah.
I think I'm definitely
two.
Thinking of Kano. Well, I only played one.
Kano
bald
was
dude
the
with the red robot eye.
He was in one. That Jax guy was not in one.
No,
right.
Jax is not
two.
In one.
Yeah. Yep.
I only played
Kano. It's kind of like nobody's a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius. Fuck you.
And you like Kano. See?
You are okay. No one.
I only pretty much play Kano.
You're
too.
Fading from reality like the picture.
It was really annoying because
Back to the Future.
Brian and I grew up with Mortal Kombat, and I wanted to play Kano, and Brian played Kano. Brian was much better at
Kano
than all of us.
Kano action.
Yeah, that sucked.
Welcome to Brian's world when Keith picked up
the when the first Mortal Kombat came out.
That he isn't even better than you. You just couldn't even stand doing it.
Brian can't stand playing something somebody else is.
Makes me sad.
When the first Mortal Kombat came out for the Super Nintendo, so we were fighting with sweat back then, not blood. Brian was on beating everybody in the area. Who's on like a 150 game win streak?
My buddy had a Genesis and I had a Super Nintendo, and it annoyed me because
he had blood.
Well, I also, the Sega channel, that was fucking insane for the time.
But the Super Nintendo had better graphics.
But I do remember Shining Force was on Genesis, and it was way better than Final Fantasy. Fuck you guys. Yeah.
Zaffity.
Journeyman League, stomp or help all the new players?
Help all the new players.
You help them by stomping them. If they can't handle the game, you might as well teach them right away.
You can gauge it. I mean, you can gauge how the person reacts to things.
I never throw a gun. I think it's disrespectful. What did I say?
You said throw a gun.
Yeah, they're talking about guns up there. Don't throw guns because you should shoot with them.
Well, when you run out of ammo, you can throw them. Right. And you know that a thrown gun is really fucking deadly because if you watch all the old Superman TV shows, the people would shoot at him and the bullets would bounce off and he'd just stand there, but they'd throw the gun and he fucking ducked.
Yeah.
So a gun is more powerful than bullets.
Yeah, it could be made out of kryptonite.
Yeah.
But I tried to throw a game one time. And I, like, completely played so terrible, and the guy still lost to me.
I would never throw a game.
And he was a giant dink, and so I really wish I would have just stomped him right off the get-go.
Well, yeah. I don't think, like, throwing the game is that helps nobody. But, I mean, like, if you're going to help coach the person through how to beat you, I'm fine with that. If they're willing,
especially
to,
now
because
they've changed the prizes a bit, so winning matters less.
If you can't handle winning, you either have to be able to see how you should have won, or you have to play a different game.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose at this
fucking
game.
With the goddamn things.
Is too much hype going to ruin new Star Wars?
I'm gonna be pretty sick of it by November. I want to see it, but I don't want to see any more of it.
Better than the first three, anyway. Who cares?
The last three prequels were so bad that it's hard for me to get hyped. I do like J.J. Abrams a lot.
Here's a spoiler on the plot.
Lens flares?
The rebel ship is going to be really small, and the bad guy ship is going to be really huge, and they're going to get really lucky, and that bad guy ship is going to blow up. Thank you, Star Trek.
Well, to be fair, that was sort of a Death Star situation already. I mean, it sort of...
I know. That's why that's going to be the plot.
Fuck, are you doing?
I'm fixing this.
No, you're not.
Zapping?
I mean, that is going to be the plot, though. That's what he does with all the sci-fi stuff, and that's what Star Wars already was, so that's going to be the plot.
What is a good starter board game for someone whose experience so far is Yahtzee?
Yahtzee 2?
Nope. I know the perfect one.
King of Tokyo.
King of Tokyo.
Or King of New York.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know what's happening over
just
here.
Just stop touching it.
Or non-King of games, the other Yahtzee-style game that I really like is To Court the King.
Does it have to be? I mean, it doesn't have to be a Yahtzee-style. Just a simple board game.
But for what it's worth, Yahtzee. To Court the King and King of Tokyo and To Court the King play like Yahtzee, and they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, but if it's somebody that wants a more mature game, I'm sure we could come up with another option, too.
We could. Such as...
Hold on, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Dominant Species.
Shadows of Brimstone.
Don't.
Well, a good, fun, simple game. They exist out there.
Sorrow.
How about,
No, Sorrow is actually, I think, is a great starter game.
I think Time's Up.
Yeah, but that's a party game, not a board game. Yeah. I think there's a difference there.
How about, hold on.
But there's a lot of lightweight intro board games. I mean, there's the classics like Hey, That's My Fish is a great game.
We've mentioned
Carcassonne. Everyone can play Carcassonne.
What about the Five Tribes? Five Tribes
is, well, that's...
Just understand that
that's
it's four
step
player.
Two. That's step two.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
It's super simple. Like, things like Carcassonne are, like, super simple. Like,
yeah,
a four-year-old can play that.
The problem with Carcassonne is you want to grab it and jump out the window with it because it's terrible.
Enough people like it. It's a simple game. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
I knew I used to hang out with a bunch of poker players, and they always played games like Carcassonne or The New Risk.
People like Bang. People like Bang. People like saying Bang and playing guns.
Lunch Money is a
but instead of playing Bang,
I like card game. Yeah, Lunch Money is a good starter game, I guess. That's one of my starter games was Lunch Money. How about the one where it's like Werewolf but simpler? What's that called again? Resistance.
Resistance. Yeah.
That's a good
group game.
So there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
What faction will win Reckoning?
That one.
I'm going Kador.
What's a Reckoning?
The next book.
The next information book.
Oh, who cares?
I'm guessing Kador because Ruin is amazing and Zerkova 2 has to be amazing.
Now, do the Miles have to be released at some point? Because you could say certain factions won the last book, but their Miles aren't out yet. So do the Miles have to actually be released sometime in the next 10 years to count as winning? Is my only concern there.
What was it that took like 3 years for them to come out?
Desters, and
the Man of War Bombardiers.
So Bombardiers took forever too. There's models from the last War Machine book, multiple models that aren't going to be out before. So there's one War Machine book. We have a new War Machine book, and the new War Machine and Hordes book.
The new Hordes books.
I want to play War Machine for the old War Machine book.
That's pretty bad. Copyrighted by Hollywood.
Yeah,
War Machine.
Yeah. That was going to be his event. Was going to be War Machine.
He was going to have War Machine going. He looked into the cost and stuff. He put some effort into it.
Somebody who remained nameless messaged me one time, and they're like, "I regret adding Hollywood to my Facebook friends list."
It's amazing. Sometimes.
The man has no filter.
He says stuff. You're like, "Wow, that was a thing he just said," and I just read that on the internet.
It makes me not want to open it at work.
I like you posted the anal sex for Jesus video and somebody pulled it up at work. They're like, oh.
Just to note, this is not safe for work. It's like, yeah, it's saddlebacking. Saddlebacking is a real thing. How fucking deluded are stupid Christian high school girls?
They're Mormons, not Christians, right? Isn't the Mormons in Utah that do the whole anal sex for Jesus thing?
Not as a general rule. I don't think it's like... Oh, okay.
I was just in Utah and I missed that entire thing. No one told me
why. That was from there. House of Lies. I watched House of Lies for a while and that was a terrible show.
Mayweather or Pacquiao? Guessing you don't care.
We care.
What?
I don't care.
What was that?
Actually, you guys care about MMA more than boxing.
You know, and Mayweather I've pretty much given up on MMA too because the amount of shit fights versus good ones, and then you see
just
a good
switch
one.
To women's MMA.
Well, you see a good fight, and you're like, oh, I feel like I've seen that before because I've been watching it for 10 years. And then you realize, yeah, I've seen that fight before because you've been watching it for 10 years.
But every once in a while, you see Anderson Silva's leg grow a new joint, and it's something you haven't seen before.
I don't want to see, though.
You can hear about that and watch it on the interweb.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I don't care about any combat sport right at the moment, personally.
Okay. My vote goes Pacquiao. When is the Dresden cast going to happen?
Soon.
Should. We need to get on that.
We were going to
do a podcast just all about the Dresden Files.
Like, we'd have like one podcast.
Boy, I'd have to reread every single book.
Well, we could do one podcast where it's the first like 8 books. And then
I can't even remember the books because they're so entertaining. You burn through them so fast, they don't really burn
in. I reread the first 10 recently. Then I stopped around 10 just because I got distracted.
Oh, man. The Ghost Stories is a fun one. I like the Ghost Stories.
So we're going to diverge into that right now.
Yeah, it's happening literally right now. Yeah.
So it always happens when we bring up Dresden. It's like, anyway.
Now that DC is semi-independent, when are you going to have him on the cast?
I saw that Metal John got him on his.
What was it? Sorry, I missed
the question. When's DC going to be on the podcast?
DC's
I'm sure we can
homeless
get him.
Now, so he's like wandering the streets, so he's joining all these podcasts. He needs to be
I have his well, phone number. I could call him right now.
He can get a job at McDonald's and make as much as he would make at Privateer Press formerly.
Well, the thing is, we would need
$15 an hour minimum wage. It's crazy.
We got to get Skype set up, and then we can have people on.
Yeah, once we get Skype set up, we're going to have Chris Cluey on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get this working.
Yep.
Also, So
somebody asks, "Is like anything?"
I like hating John Wick. Does that count as something?
Oh my God! This is the first episode that we had these two on. Where we
Brian's reaction
mind.
When I mentioned that Jim hated John Wick, just the freeze.
It's not that I hated it. It's just that I didn't enjoy a single moment of it, and it was terrible in every way.
I don't understand. Did you guys say let's watch? When you said the gym, hey, let's watch that movie, did you put in a different movie and be like, did you guys put in Johnny Demonic or something? I mean, did you
that movie's amazing.
How about, what's the Johnny Darko or something?
Johnny Darko. That's the porn version.
You guys actually showed him the right movie.
I'm not watching that ever again. I'm sorry.
Well, I just don't know.
I like some things. I like Speed Racer. I like Shadows Over Brimstone. I like watching golf on Sunday and falling asleep to it.
Pancake Cafe,
I like. Benvenuto's, I like. I like a lot of different places to eat, not Samba, though.
Also, DC was on our podcast.
Yeah, he was. Well, he was. Yes. Yes, he was.
At a convention or something.
Good when you guys went to Samba?
I thought it was okay. It was not the best Samba experience I've had. Like, they gave Jim, like, he came around with the beef, and they gave Jim this much from the very tip where it was shoe leather. Like, they gave him the bottom sliver, and then they gave the rest of his large slabs of beef.
Yeah, it was a sliver of burnt beef. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I didn't dislike. See, the way I say things, it always sounds like I hate everything. I didn't dislike a lot of things. I disliked John Wick, but I did not dislike Samba. I just didn't think it was worth $18.
See, that was, we were talking about this before we went live, and I forgot that we're going to actually talk about it on the podcast. So when I went this week to Samba, when we went there last week, we went up and got our breakfast stuff from the salad the
buffet,
bar,
yeah,
the buffet, the tapas. And then came back, and then we flipped that over, and we were done with our food before they even came by with all the meat, which felt odd to me because usually they come by there.
You couldn't mix up the food at all because they were a little slow getting the food out.
Today, we sat down, had it flipped over, and there was like five guys at our table immediately.
Yeah,
and burgers and fries.
When did you go?
We went there.
Was it later, like 10, like 12?
It was 10 to 10:30
or something.
I think maybe we were too early last time because there were only like two tables, so I don't think they were making a lot of food because they didn't want to have spoilage.
What time were you there? One thing.
Like 9:30. Like they opened at 9:00.
They do the grilled pineapple thing, and to me, if they would have just taken the pineapple and cut chunks out of it, it would have tasted better because I love fresh pineapple. Love it. So it's just not for me. But just because of the cost. I mean, if it was $14 or $13, I'd justify it better.
I think we should have taken you there when at nighttime.
When $40.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, though, you would appreciate the $20 cost for what it have hit now.
Well, the last time we went to a place, is like, it's $40 to eat. I turned around and walked out.
Did they have octopus?
Well, that was a horrible steak place.
Well, we don't know how it was as a steak place because we saw that it was $40 a steak, and I turned around and walked out. I'm just not paying that for food.
Zappity, are you doing my girl's at
Timothy? One more. If you could be any villain, who would you be?
That one guy with the stuff. It's
Dr. Doom.
There you go.
Sure. He's cool.
I like that.
He has too. A country.
You can't be having a country. I have my own Mr. country, the best and I am second to the Sorcerer
John
Supreme.
Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel's Zorg.
Yes, that's him.
What people consider the bad guy, I don't always agree on, like the villain, so there's a whole, like...
A good villain makes a movie 10 times faster than a good hero
does. I would
does.
Be Kennet.
Kemet from the Live Ship Traders? Yep. That's a good one.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, then you're,
he's amazing.
And you're worse for it.
That's probably true.
He believed he could, no matter what.
Are we done?
Yes.
No recommendations. We're done.
Buy groceries. Stop eating out so much. You can get a big slab of frozen veggies for $1. You can get like beef for not that expensive. Make your damn dinner.
You can get an entire pineapple for $1.89 instead of $18.
You can get a $2 goddamn pineapple, and you can get loaves of bread for 50 cents and some luncheon meats. Stop spending $7 to go to McDonald's when you can eat your entire week's supply of food, all three meals, for $50.
I gotta go to McDonald's.
Eat out more. Recommendation.
I enjoy both.
I enjoy both also, but man, a lot of people burn money.
Well, tell me what to do.
That's the whole fucking point of recommendations, is to tell you what to do.
What?
I'm done.
I did not realize that was part of it.
Game of Thrones time. That's my recommendation.